This is Art of Customer Service, the ultimate guide on how to maintain customer relations. Discover the best customer service approaches that could help retain customers for life. Written by Eddie Merrick. Read by Courage. Chapter 1. Good Customer Relationship. Why is it important? It is said nowadays that whether one buys a cup of coffee, a holiday, a house, or a car, the decision of purchasing has to be emotional. More importantly, it is a crucial factor in customer retention and loyalty. Customer satisfaction is the underpinning factor in customer experience. Customers should feel good in doing business with the product or the service provider. While purchasing rationality, reflection, judgment, of pros and cons do play a part, but it has to have an emotional side to it. One's gut feeling, intuition, sense, and interaction plays a significant role in buying. In every single encounter, what the customer feels or doesn't feel is directly related with the service provider's managerial capability and handling of customer expectations. Customer experience doesn't end in keeping a smiley face or having a soft tone while communicating with an irate customer. It must make the customer, whoever they are, feel the most important person at that time, through operation, transaction, and behavior. Addressing a fickle customer who is like, "I want it now and can't wait," and their emotions is not easy and cannot be handled by an individual manager. Reaching this emotional goal requires an entire company's effort, which should exceed beyond product quality and protocols. Before a service provider can decide the best way to achieve this customer satisfaction, must decide what exact reaction they want to create every time an encounter occurs. It can be said that the customer satisfaction survey and market research can provide data for that, but sadly enough, these kind of data do not help much, and especially at an emotional level. Drivers of satisfaction and loyalty must be looked deeply into by service providers. A good insight into the subject will show that a whole bunch of different factors lead to the sense of satisfaction and loyalty. Expectations, needs, and reaction to the organization and the perceived value received by the customer would be some of them. The basic requirement for customer satisfaction then shifts from product, service quality, value for money, hygiene factors, etc., which are common for everyone, to creating an emotional, personal, and psychological connection with the customer, which makes them feel satisfied and loyal. To respond to the emotional approach of the customers, the company...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?